الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليون لا ذكرى تسعد محيانا.
Suleika's story began in 1992. After the demise of her sickly mother-in-law, she found herself having some time to spare. The little shop wherein she helped her father-in-law was closed down because of his old age. Although her late husband worked, she found the need to supplement their income. Suleika might only have gone up to standard 4 in school, but she is very creative, good with her hands as we normally say. When she heard about some basic chocolate and sweet making classes, she jumped at the opportunity and completed a very basic course in chocolate making. She began making chocolates and sweets from home. As Allah Ta'ala would have it, at about the same time, a homemade chocolate and sweet making craze began. No occasion was complete without homemade sweets and chocolates. Being an innovative person, Suleika started making all kinds of chocolates with many different types of fillings. She makes presents for weddings, walimas and baby parties. She has all kinds of chocolate molds. There are baby bottles, dummies, cars, flowers and many more. She has even made Eid Mubarak and Hajj Maqbool chocolates. But she did not stop there. Her entrepreneurial skills came to the fore and she started selling chocolate molds and the ingredients to make sweets and chocolates. New ideas came to Suleika. She began making chocolate-coated dates with various fillings. Soon it became fashionable to have an entrance table at weddings and walimas. These tables had to be laden with homemade goodies. Suleika became extremely busy and found help from an unusual source, her father-in-law. He always encouraged her and loved helping her, wrapping the sweets and chocolates in a variety of colorful wrappers, until his health began to deteriorate. Suleika cared for him as if he was her own father, while giving her only son a dini upbringing at the same time. It was a sad day when he passed away at the age of 100 in the year 2000. A few years ago, a family member brought her some mini cutters from overseas. She started making colorful flowers for decorating cakes and biscuits. They are the cutest little flowers. She started coloring badam and sesame seeds, which she supplies to shops, making life very easy for the busy or lazy housewife. Suleika loves working from the comfort of her home, so much so that she has encouraged her son, who is a Hafiz, to start his own home industry business. Another plus is that she has Radio Islam for company the whole day. She attributes her success to the special favor of Allah Ta'ala. The only disadvantage is that people tend to call you chocolate auntie. I wish that Suleika's story ended here, but a sad chapter of her life has begun. A great challenge lies ahead for Suleika, who was widowed on Friday, the 15th of Shaban 1430, 7th of August 2009. Her kind and loving husband, Esop, passed away after an unsuccessful heart bypass operation. May Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has blessed Suleika and made her a woman of wonder. في حنان كي أنام في حنان.
This is a feel-good story, and the reason we went with this story is because we had two or three tear-jerkers over the last two or three days, but we didn't want to set the wrong impression that only if you have a sad story that you can submit, otherwise if you have a good, or a positive story, you can't submit. I think you must understand, this is about a woman who have achieved. Now, some have achieved on the back of very sad circumstances, and those are some of the stories that we heard over the last two or three days. And those stories, obviously, we're going to accept and we're going to put on. But then there are also those that nothing sad per se happened in their lives as such. But, there were circumstances where they needed to fulfill certain requirements. And they rose to the task. They were equal to the task and they managed to do it. So the reason that we went with a story like this after two or three tearjerkers is that we didn't want to create an impression that only if your story is so touching and so emotional that it gets people to cry and it gets them to rush for the tissue box that you qualify to be a woman of wonder. You could have achieved in neutral circumstances where the challenges were not of an emotional nature, but they there were challenges nonetheless. As is the case with Sister Zulaikha, there was a need for supplementation of income, and she did it within the confines of the home, and she did it in a very interesting way. Now, I saw Luqman saying there about, you know, the chocolates in the form of dummies and in the form of baby bottles. Luqman is saying that, Maulana, where can I get them? So, the auntie is currently in Iddit, Luqman, as you heard, but when her Iddit is finished, maybe we'll order for you a few dummy chocolates and a few baby bottle chocolates, inshallah. It's 20 to 9. We would like your comments on this particular story and our du'as to Sister Zulaikha while she's in her Iddit. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for her. The SMS number 072-786-1548. That's 072-786-1548. What did you think of today's story on the WOW tribute? Well, SMS's streaming in with regards to the WOW tribute. This one says, Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity to meet the sister, and what a wonderful personality. Sweet, just like her work. May Allah grant her barakah in her endeavors. Ameen. Then another SMS says, the most heartbreaking story. May Allah grant her reward in this world as well as in the next, from Sister Latifa. Then this one says that truly an inspirational woman, a pleasure to be acquainted with. May Allah grant her sabr and strength, from Anonymous. This one says I'm a 29-year-old woman. I've been through my own challenges every day, but wow, like these just give me, meaning woman of wonder like this, just give me courage and strength. Allah be with us always. This one says, when hearing the story, I was delighted because not only did I realize it was my relative, but also that she's indeed a wow, meaning woman of wonder, always smiling, good character. This one asking if entries are still open for the WOW tribute. Yes, but time is running out, so you need to really start getting them in now. The email is wow@radioislam.co.za. That's WOW, and otherwise you can fax 011-854-7025 or drop it off and put it in the post box there down at the reception of Radio Islam for the WOW tribute. And many are saying yummy, yummy, because all the chocolates that they spoke about there of the sister made Luqman less, and he specifically wants the one in the shape of a dummy and the baby bottle. And this one says, today's WOW tribute fit the name. Mashallah, the sister deserved it. And there are other SMSs also that we will try and read out a little bit later on, inshallah.